Y'all doing all right this morning? Boy, let me hear you say IE. There you go. We're close to Louisiana. We can get away with that. I got to tell you this. We got an AFCC commercial some of y'all saw. They put it together, and Billy Neer was on there, and he was just messing around at the end, and he went, "Hey!" And they put that on the commercial, so you'll see that coming. "Hey! Where are them boys from? Louisiana?" No, we're misfits from Arkansas. Some of them come out of Oklahoma, and some come out of Texas, but we all misfits for Jesus. How about that? And I tell you what, I'm proud of it, too. But I am excited about being here this morning. We're going to continue where we left off last week. We've started a series called God's Plan for Circle J Cowboy Church. It is a biblical plan, and we've been looking at this. You know, it's by faith, and Denny talked about how by faith everything that God has done here in this ministry, by faith we're going to keep trusting Him to go to the next step. We believe with all of our heart the next step is a multi-purpose building, covering that arena, giving us additional future education space and fellowship space and round pen space. Because we ain't going to keep staying in this building. Here we are in the middle of summertime. We're packed out, and there's a bunch of families out. What happens this fall? I mean, we got to go to the next level, and so we're putting our faith and our trust in God to do that. God has taken us step by step strategically in my life and in your life and the life of this church and your family's life to get you and I to this point. But He doesn't stop there. Praise God. If we keep putting our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, this walk in life, this walk in your life, in your personal life, in your job, in your career on this earth, in your purpose and how you serve God and for this ministry does not stop. It is this great walk continuing like Denny was talking about. And so now, more than ever, as Circle J Cowboy Church and what's going on in this region around us, we must press on and continue. Now more than ever, you think you can relax and sit back? No, we can't do that. And I am here to stand in the gap for Jesus Christ to keep people from going to hell. I was on that road, on that path of grief, skids, going to hell. And by the grace of God, He changed my life. All because of Jesus dying on the cross and shedding His blood for me. For years, I didn't want that in my life, and I rejected that plan. And you're here as a testimony. Two other churches are here in this region as a testimony of what happens when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, where we left off at. Hebrews 11, starting in verse 1, and we'll read through verse 3. As we forge ahead with Jesus in the forefront, put our faith in Him to continue to give us tools to provide the harvest, to be able to do ministry year-round in a multi-purpose building. And actually, our largest time of outreach would be in the middle of the winter and in the heat of the summer when people can't do things. There were those that paved the way for us and put their faith in God. But look at verse 1 where we talked about last week. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. For by it," talking about faith, "the people of old received their commendation. And by faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word," God's spoken Word. He spoke it into existence of God, "so that what is seen is not made out of things which are visible." We looked at that this last week. Verse 1 shows us very clearly that faith makes things that are hoped for, things you could possibly dream of, things that are hoped for to exist, to be present out of things that are not seen. Verse 2, look at that. It says, "For by faith, by it, the people of old received their commendation." See, it is their testimony, not by what they did. It is by their faith in God that did. You with me? It's not what they did, it's what God did when they put their faith in Him. And so are we going to be known at Circle J Cowboy Church by what we did or what God did? What do you want? Let me hear from you.
by what God did. Now, what God did is not what we did. I'll be honest with you, I ain't done squat, but try to be obedient in what He's led me to do. And you haven't either. Yes, you have had a part in bringing us here. He's used you, and I am so thankful that incredibly how God has used so many men and women and young people to get us to this point, because you stepped out and put your faith and obedience in God. But what is the next step for us? What are we to do? Listen, people are going to know us by our faith. I want to pastor a cowboy church that puts their faith in God and not their faith in Todd. Guys, there's a world of difference in what we're talking about. Look at verse 3. It says, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. And we talked about that. God spoke it, man. He said it. He spoke, and He spoke diamonds into existence. They say they take millions or whatever, thousands of years. You know, God spoke and they were there. God spoke and granted. Precious stone was in position. He spoke and man was created. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Stupid, it was the chicken. God made it. He spoke it. Boom. Okay, He spoke that cow, and somehow He spoke a bull, and the rest is history. And so He spoke it. And if He can speak words and make something out of nothing, bless God, He can speak a multi-purpose building out here to give Him glory and praise and honor year round. Do you agree? And I am here to encourage you to put your faith in God to do that. That's not all. What else is going on in our lives that we have to put our faith in God to take us to the next level? Every last one of you, I guarantee you, including me, are here today, and there's some area of your life. There's some area in your life that is not going to take place unless you trust God to do it. Now, you can keep doing what you've been doing, and you're liable to just keep on getting what you've been getting. Or you can stop doing that, and you can trust God to do what only He can do. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. This is going to be the base of this series, Ephesians chapter 1. And I just want to look at a couple simple verses. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15 and 16. The title of this message is, They Will Know Us By Our Faith. This is a continuation. Paul heard of a church, the church of Ephesus, and he said, man, these guys are putting their faith in God, and they heard about Him and He was pleased. He says, for this reason, in verse 15, because I have heard of your faith, there it is, in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love towards the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in all of my prayers. What a church. Let's pray. Lord, I want to ask you in Jesus' name that we be a church that you talk about in heaven. Because of not our faith in the pastor, not our faith in the teams, not our faith in its leadership, you use all of us. But Lord, people hear about us in heaven. People hear about us on earth of a church that put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we loved each other, God. We loved each other. We were there to encourage each other and help each other, especially in the hardest times of life. Lord, that'd be different than the world. We put our faith in ourselves, and the whole world just discourages us because we're in it for ourselves. But Lord, in church, when you move in our lives, we're praying a special prayer that you'll know us, and we will be known by our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and our love towards each other, the saints. We pray your blessing over this message, and help us to have the faith. Help us to have the guts to honor you and to please you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God wants us to be a church like this. It says, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything starts with faith, guys. It is a saving faith that brought you to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. See, you can't even begin the walk in life as a believer until you come to the end of yourself and you take that step and trust what you can't see, and trust that the Lord, when you put your faith in Him, will forgive you of all the stinking, filthy, rotten trash that you committed in your life. And when you stand before God in judgment, it not be there. It takes a step of faith. So it's faith. Saving faith is the very first step to become a Christian, to be saved from the devil's hell. But then that's not all. The second thing that happens is faith that you must use on a daily basis to continue to trust God with circumstances in your life. Circumstances that human strength can't fix. It's impossible. And so trust God in that. I want you to look back at Hebrews chapter 11, where we started. Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to show you one verse. This, you can study this whole chapter, just absolutely incredible. And probably I'm going to share with you some of these characters as we study faith and what it takes and how men and women put their faith and trust in God. But I want you to look at one little verse that God sandwiches right in the middle of all these incredible men and women that are known by their faith. Look at verse 6, chapter 11. It says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." Look at that. It says, it's impossible to please God without faith. And for whoever draws near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Powerful, powerful scripture. Says that if you draw near to God and you seek Him, those of us that will put our faith and trust in Him, it says, listen, look at it. It says, we get rewards. Rewards. Now, it's pretty fun to go win the lottery, I guess, right? Anybody ever won the lottery? Oh, look at you. That's all right. You give that money to God too. Listen, what is it that God's wanting you to trust? What's that big old foot doing up in the air over here? Does that thing stink? There's people sitting around here that are holding your nose over here. Chris, what did you do, son? You broke your foot. Okay. Your wife's not sitting by you. Does that have anything to do with it? Okay, I was just wondering. He says here that those that draw near to God and put their faith in Him receive rewards in your life. Why? Because you did it? You worked hard all your life? It says no, because you put your faith in God. He even says it's impossible to please God without faith. So, it's not just, guys, our organization in Cowboy Church. It's not just ministry teams coming to work together. It's ministry teams coming together to pray and put their faith in God to do what ministry teams in this church can't do. I'm going to give you a couple profound statements. Can you handle two today? Yeah, you're all bowed up now acting like you can handle them. We'll see. Here's the first one. It is not, and you've heard me say this before, it is not what we do in the name of Jesus that makes an eternal difference in other people's lives. Listen. It's what Jesus does through His name, through us, that makes an eternal difference. Guys, it's not what we do. It's what He does through us. You know, we can put on all the outreach events in the world that we want. It's only God, guys, that brings the harvest. It's only God that can change a man, a woman, a young person's life. Here's another profound statement. True ministry. It's only God that brings the ministry. True ministry is not achieved for God. It is received from God. You've heard me say that. True ministry is not achieved, us getting our best laid plans just to work. It's received from God. What you're seeing around us is what has been received. We're not smart enough to figure this out, guys. It is what God has done. Well, I did talk to the guys at camp, and they were kind of mumbling a little bit because they're so tired. But they are having a blast. Have you ever heard, been around my little Beth, and her little mouth goes like this? She's so tired she couldn't even hardly talk. On the other hand, KK, where's Cutter at? Don't know where Cutter's at? Is he playing hooky because his wife's gone? Oh, well, I talked to his wife this morning. And Miranda team, y'all better get ready because she's already got plans of making a goat roping pen. I'm serious. They're going to take the whole Renta ministry over. While Chris has got his foot stuck up in there, it'll be all over with. They've got all kinds of crazy ideas. They've been having a blast. They got fundraisers planned for a goat roping pen. We're going to let Chris run through it and rope him. But they're having a blast. They said God is moving big time down there at camp. And what they were asking you to do to pray, the last meeting's at 8 o'clock tonight. Let's stop what we're doing tonight and pray for our little buckaroos. That God bring back the future Circle J Cowboy Church. Okay? So here we are. Faith is tough. I'm just going to get real. Really. It was tough for me. It took 29 years for me to put my faith in Jesus Christ. My faith was right here. Faith's hard. You weren't raised to have faith, I don't think. You were raised to do what you can do, especially in this Western heritage culture. To be a man of pride. Do it your own way. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says we're not supposed to do that. We're not to lean on our own understanding. I'll always acknowledge Him. Faith is tough. Do you have confidence? Do you have confidence that you're going to get your next breath? Do you? Why? Because you're breathing right now. Do you control that? No. God controls that. You have faith in, right, that He's going to let you keep breathing. But you do understand that He may or may not let you keep breathing. Bible says, because it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So there is appointed time that you're going to stop breathing. I'm going to stop breathing. We're going to have to give an account for our lives. Do you think that when you get a cut that it's going to heal? Yeah. Why? Because you've seen God heal you in the past. So what's the problem with our own lives? Why can't we trust Him? Why don't we put our faith and trust in Him to get things through like we take this next breath? Maybe it's because you haven't seen God do. Now, Denny has seen God do here. Most of you guys have just come in here and you think this is just a pretty cool deal. And that's what we're trying to do is share with you. We didn't do it. God did that. Well, let me say this. Just as you trust in your next breath, just as you trust in your body to heal. I fractured my ribs. I'm trusting God to heal that. A doctor can tell me what to do and they can put a wrap around my ribs, but they can't heal anything. Only God brings that healing in our life. So we put our faith and trust in Him. Listen, here's a question that you are not trusting God to do. What is it right now that you have a bear hug on that you're not trusting with? Let me ask another question. Is God pleased if Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says it's impossible to please God without faith? Is He pleased with your faith this morning? Is it something He's happy with? I don't know. Those are all things that we've all got to answer in our own life. So what do we need to do as unsaved people today? If you have come, you're here, you haven't surrendered your life to Christ and you're not there yet, and you just haven't surrendered, you don't know, you haven't stepped. My encouragement today is put saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What about if you're a Christian here and you need impossible things going on in your life and you've tried, and you can't do it? I'm here today to encourage you to put your faith in God, to trust Him, to wait on Him, to not take matters into your own hand, to obey Him, to do exactly what He says to do when He says to do it. See, obedience is saying when He says step forward with this part, you step forward. Obedience is not when He says step forward and go be obedient that you back up. Do what He's leading you to do. Put your faith in Him for the results. And you just take one step of faith and one step of obedience and one step of faith. And if you're like me, then it's a step of repentance. God, forgive me. I don't know what it is that you're going through, put your faith. If you're a Christian, act like it. Trust Him. Put your faith in Him.
What about as a church? What do we need to do to put our faith? We believe that right now is the time that we're to move forward and put our faith in God to give us a multi-purpose facility to cover the arena and give us additional education space, ministry year around, no matter what the weather is, to put our faith in God to make a difference between what we can do as a church and only what He can do. And there's a big difference between the two, because if we are not going to put our faith in God and people aren't going to see us put our faith in God, listen, people aren't going to care about what's going on here. The people receive their commendation because of their faith. Circle J Cowboy Church will be talked about in this region because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and our love towards each other. Those two things. So if we are only going to do, now listen to me, if we're only going to do what we can do, listen, God's going to lead this place. Did you hear what I said? You better get that loud and clear. If we're going to stop putting our faith to take us to the next level, God will leave Circle J Cowboy Church, and I'm going to too. Because the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. We cannot sit still. We cannot get slothful. We cannot stop sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot stop finding ways to do that. I have grown up in churches and I have seen them stay right here, right here, right here, and then go here and here and here and here because they grew comfortable and stopped putting their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't put our faith in Him to bring a harvest, to bring harvesters for the harvest. We had 8 decisions last week, guys. And I'm not talking about just people coming in. There were some people coming in here that have been serving God forever. And God's called them to be part of the harvest at Circle J Cowboy Church because God's up to something. So I don't know about you guys, but I want to be known by my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When people talk about Todd Hervey, I don't want to be known because of my big walrus mustache. I want to be known because that man had the guts to put his faith in Jesus. Will you join your pastor and put your faith in the Lord Jesus to do what we can do? Where are you at today? Where are you at today? As a church, will you join me in prayer to ask God to give us a multi-purpose building, to cover that arena, to do ministry, outreach? Listen, as a Christian, listen to me, please. As a Christian, if you are a Christian, will you trust God to reconcile your marriage? Listen, will you trust God to take care of that chump sitting next to you? Seriously, will you trust God, put your faith in God to take care of your kids, bring that stray kid back? Will you trust God with your job, your needs? Or are you just going to keep on trying to do this thing on your own? If you're here today, guys, and you haven't come to the point where you've surrendered your life to Christ, will you trust Him today with a saving faith and step forward to Him and answer that call in your life? And you know there needs to be a change in your life. And say, God, I'm going to trust You today. I'm going to put my faith and trust in You to save me from the devil's hell. Guys, I don't know where you're at, but I pray as a church that the 4 states region will know us by our faith. I pray that your wife will see you become a man
that put your faith in God. I pray that your husband will see you become a woman that puts her faith in God. That your kids will see you as parents put your faith in God. What about you as a single? What about you as a young person? What is it that you're bouncing through life trying to do yourself and you're not trusting God? Find what that is. Find what that is and put your faith in God to do it before you leave this place. Let's pray. Lord, if it is true, and I believe your word is true, that they'll know us by our faith here. There was a commendation of those that received the recognition from you and even the public put our faith in you. Lord, help me to be a husband. Help me to be a pastor that trusts you. Lord, I want to please you because I trust you. And we as a church, I pray you make us a church that is known by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the struggles that we carried in with us today, I'm praying, Lord, that you take control of. That, sir, ma'am, right here where you sit with your head bowed, I'm asking you to say, God, to just do business with him and say, God, right now I have been trying to make this happen. Forgive me for trying to make it happen. And today I put my faith in you to reconcile my marriage. I put my faith in you to reconcile my family. For my job, put my faith in you to step forward and to begin to serve you in ministry. I put my faith in you to give my finances to you. I put my faith in you, and you fill in the blank. Would you do business with God before you leave right now? Make that commitment to him, and then do what he leads you to do. Sir, ma'am, if you're here today and you are not surrendered to Christ yet, the Bible says that you're condemned to hell. And if you want to be rescued from hell, you have to put a saving faith in him to save you from that devil's hell. Two things. You've got to ask him to forgive you of your sin. You've got to invite him into your life to be your Lord, your boss, and give him the reins and give him control. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, will you pray this prayer of salvation with me before we leave? Say, God, right now, today, I trust you. I'm putting my faith in you to save me from a devil's hell. Tell him that. Will you forgive me for all the sin I've committed? Lord, all of it, in Jesus' name. And will you come into my life, open the doors of my heart, and invite you in? Will you come into my life and change me from the inside out? In Jesus' name, I pray.